This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa man wala, amma ba'd. We will be reciting Surah Ad-Dukhan, and Surah Ad-Dukhan, the first verses of Surah Ad-Dukhan, are the only other location other than Surah Al-Qadr, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, where Allah references Laylatul Qadr. So Laylatul Qadr is referenced twice in the Quran explicitly. Laylatul Qadr is referenced twice in the Quran. First of them is of course Surah Al-Qadr, and in Surah Al-Qadr it is mentioned three times. The other reference of Laylatul Qadr occurs in the first verses of Surah Ad-Dukhan. Hamim wal-kitab al-mubin. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin. Inna kunna munzirin. We have sent the Quran down on a blessed night. We have sent the Quran down on a layla mubarakah. This is Laylatul Qadr. Now pause here. Some people mistakenly think that this ayah refers to the 15th of Sha'ban. This is not correct, because Allah did not reveal the Quran on the 15th of Sha'ban. There is no verse in the Quran that talks about 15th of Sha'ban. Yeah, there are some hadith, but there's no verse in the Quran. The Quran mentions, we have sent it down on a blessed night. We are the ones who are going to warn. Then Allah describes Laylatul Qadr in a way that is not found anywhere else in the Quran. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. On this night, Laylatul Qadr, on this night, every single matter is going to be decided. Kullu amrin hakim. Amram min indina. This is a command from us. We are the ones who will do this command. So, Laylatul Qadr is the night. Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. Every single command, every single matter shall be decided. Ibn Abbas said, on Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces to the angels the qadr of the next year. And it is possible that a man is walking in the suq and the angels know that he is going to be dead in a few weeks or a few months. So on Laylatul Qadr, the announcements are made. It does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides what's going to happen on Laylatul Qadr, because Allah's knowledge is eternal. Allah Azza wa Jal is not like us. He does not, astaghfirullah, change His mind. Allah knows what's going to happen. And we learn in the ahadith and from the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced His qadr or aspects of His qadr at many occasions. Of them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah wrote down the qadr of everyone and everything 50,000 years before the creation. And of them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when Allah created the arwah, the ruh, from the body of Adam, when Allah extracted the ruh from all of the arwah from the body of Adam, He decided or He announced, these people are going to Jannah and these people are going to Jahannam. So an announcement was made and our arwah were present. As well, we learn in the hadith in Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari that when the ruh is blown into the fetus, when the angel comes and brings my soul and your soul to our mother's womb, and the angel blows the ruh into the womb and makes that zygote into a living creature, that fetus goes from cells to an actual human by the blowing of the ruh. At that point, the angel asks Allah, oh Allah, what should I write down, male or female? And Allah Azza wa Jal tells. And then he says, oh Allah, how much rizq? And that number that is written is the exact number that you will earn, no matter how greedy or lazy or difficult you try to attain that wealth. No matter what you do or don't do, you will get that exact amount that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed at the time of the ruh being blown into your mother's womb. And the angel says, oh Allah, ashaqiyun aw sa'id. Is this a soul going to Jannah or going to Jahannam? And it will be written down at that time. And one of the times that Qadr is announced is the yearly announcement that is going to take place on Laylatul Qadr. On Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces the routine, the schedule. Even the angels have a hierarchy. Even the angels have to be told what is to be done. There is a system in place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces the roster. He tells each angel what needs to be done. So the angel gets its task fast for the whole year on Laylatul Qadr. And the reason why we are supposed to be standing in salah, in dua on Laylatul Qadr is because our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, nothing changes Qadr other than dua. Nothing changes Qadr other than dua. And this is one of the most powerful incentives, makes us optimistic. That Qadr is something that can be modified or altered with the power of Allah and the knowledge of Allah through dua. How does this happen? Allah says in the Quran, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ. Allah can erase what He wants to erase, and Allah will allow, without erasing, whatever Allah wants to allow. What does this mean? It is possible that on Laylatul Qadr, for example, it is announced that so-and-so will die this year. But that person might be sick, whatever. He is making dua to Allah. He is giving sadaqah. He is being good to his relatives. And the Prophet said, being good to relatives increases one's lifespan. He is doing this and that. And through the miracle of dua, the day of his death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cancel. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah will erase that qadr. And the angel of death thinks that, oh, tomorrow is his death. Today is his death. But on that day, Allah will say, this task is cancelled. And he is given an extra amount, and nobody knew other than Allah. Now again, Allah knows, because Allah Azza wa Jal knows that because of his dua, the qadr will change. But the angels did not know. The inhabitants of the heavens did not know. And so, brothers and sisters, the purpose of Laylatul Qadr is for us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our best qadr. And much can be said about the concept of qadr. There's no time to go into detail. Maybe a future, maybe tomorrow's khatir will do this. But one point here, brothers and sisters. Yes, we all believe in Qadr. One of the fundamentals of Iman is to believe in Qadr. You are not a Muslim if you don't believe in Qadr. One of the six pillars of Iman is to believe in Qadr. However, belief in Qadr is also a mystery. And that is, the more you try to contemplate about Qadr, the more you try to think about Qadr, the more you will end up confused. And at some basic level, we all understand. Because after all, if Allah is all knowledgeable, if Allah is all powerful, then surely Allah knows what's going to happen. He wouldn't be al-alim and al-khabir if He didn't know. So we understand that Allah knows. But then shaitan comes and says, but if Allah knows, then why are you doing something? If Allah knows, then this. If Allah, then you go to level 2 and level 3, and then your mind starts going in circles. And that's why Ibn Abbas said that Qadr is the secret of Allah. Whoever attempts to unravel the secret will end up rejecting Allah. Whoever attempts to unravel, it's something that is beyond our comprehension. So, at a basic level, we believe in Qadr. But we do not go too deep, because the more deep you try to go, our finite human minds will never be able to understand the complex infinity that is the knowledge of Allah. Our finite minds are not capable of understanding how Qadr exists. We understand broadly what is Qadr, but we will never understand how it exists, and neither have we been asked to understand. One final hadith, and then maybe tomorrow inshallah we'll continue the topic of Qadr, because these are Laylatul Qadr, we should understand this. One final hadith, the only time the companions had a debate about something of theology, the only time, from what we understand, is the issue of Qadr. It is reported in Sunan at-Tirmidhi that once the Sahaba began talking about Qadr, and they started quoting verses about Qadr, because some verses seem to affirm we have free will, some verses seem to affirm everything happens from Allah's Qadr. And so they began friendly debating one another. Oh, but the Quran says this, but the Quran says this. And their voices became higher and higher. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in his house, and he heard this conversation, because now the voices are high. And the hadith, the rawi says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out and his face was red with anger. And he said, and you are having this debate or this fight, and I am still in your midst. Is this what I have commanded you to do? To take verses of the Quran and try to cancel or try to refute other verses? Stop doing this. This is not going to... So this hadith, our scholars have derived from it, that this is a prophetic command to not delve too deeply in the reality of Qadr. We believe in Qadr. We accept Qadr. We know everything happens with Qadr. And there are many, many benefits and blessings to this belief. I'll talk about that tomorrow. But at this khatira, we'll just leave it at this point, that we will never truly comprehend the reality of Qadr. And that is because Qadr deals with the knowledge and the power of Allah. And who amongst us can understand the knowledge and the power of Allah? So Laylatul Qadr is the night that Allah's Qadr is announced, and we should try our best to be standing in salah and in dua on that night. And we'll continue this topic tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.